In his self-portraits, Graff nearly always painted himself with the tools of his craft. Here, though, he's not holding an artist's palette and brushes. Instead, the holder in his hands could take various colours of chalk or a graphite stick. With this device, Graff sketched the underdrawing on the canvas before he started the painting process. With just the holder in his hands, Graff could be mistaken for a draftsman, but the large canvas behind him unequivocally signals his profession as an artist. When Graff painted faces, he particularly emphasized the rendering of the eyes, just as he did especially in his self-portraits. After all, it was his eyes which allowed him to perceive his subject and capture it in paint. Graff added white highlights to the pupils, a device making the eyes look almost magically alive. Moreover, in his portraits, the figures nearly always gaze out at us directly. In this youthful self-portrait, for instance, Graff's gaze is particularly intense. He was said to look at his sitters for portraits with such a piercing gaze that some of them could hardly bear it.